Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Dr. Mario Molina, the president, CEO of Molina Healthcare, Inc. And Dr. Molina, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art.
We're very honored to have you here. Molina Healthcare is a publicly held company traded on the New York Stock Exchange, is part of the Fortune 1000. It's the fourth largest Hispanic-owned business in the United States. It is owned by the 59% is owned by the Molina family. It's the 12th largest managed care company in America, and it serves more than 1 million members in seven states, and you're headquartered right here in Long Beach.
That's right. Right here in Long Beach.
What a find. What a find. Well, tell us a little bit about the mission of Molina Healthcare.
Well, the company was founded 27 years ago by my father, the late C. David Molina, to provide high-quality health care to low-income families and individuals who have their care paid for through government programs.
And you were a professor at SC for a while, and then you joined the family business, and you've been president for some 10 years now.
I was an assistant professor, but yes, I started out at USC in the Department of Medicine doing diabetes.
And we're all familiar with the challenges facing healthcare today, HMOs. We read about it all the time. How has Molina Healthcare been able to crack that nut?
I think there's two things that we have done that have made us successful. One is that, you know, my father used to say this is a business of nickels. And so we've been very careful about watching the expenses, keeping our administrative costs as low as possible. And that way we have more freedom on the medical cost side to provide high quality health care. The other thing is we made a commitment a number of years ago to quality, and all of our health plans have been accredited by the National Committee on Quality Assurance. For the past 2 years, U.S. News and World Report has ranked us amongst the top health plans in the country.
And Time Magazine in 2005 named you as one of the most 25 most influential Hispanics in America.
They did. They did. And you know, my kids still don't listen to it.
So you have found a way to get a handle on this huge problem of providing quality medical care at an affordable price that the government is wrestling with, HMOs are wrestling with. What lessons would you give to others about this field changes every 6 months?
Things do change a lot in healthcare, but I think the basic principles are the same. And my father used to say, treat the patients as if they were your family. If you put the patients first, you treat your doctors with respect, you try and pay them quickly and accurately, I think those are the things that will ultimately lead to success.
You know, our show is ethics-based, and what I just heard you say incorporates important ethical values.
Well, thank you.
I mean, accountability, putting the other person first, the patients first, paying doctors on time, I mean, promise-keeping, these are ethical values that...
Yeah, years ago when we had one of our retreats, we were talking about developing the mission statement and the core values of the company. And my mother, I think, summed it up best when she said, can't we just say that we strive to be an exemplary organization? And that is value number one for Molina Healthcare.
It's been my observation that family-run businesses tend to have higher ethical values than those companies that are totally publicly owned. And I really believe that that is true because the controlling interest, in this case of the Molina family, enables you to continue to perpetuate those values. If you were totally publicly held and other CEOs came in with pressures on Wall Street for quarterly earnings, things might change.
No, you're absolutely right, Art. And one of the things that I think is important is we keep our name on the front of the building. It is Molina Healthcare. And occasionally I meet people and they say, there really is a Dr. Molina. Yeah, this is not a nameless face.
This is a family business. Your brother John is active in the business. Yes. Your sisters, your brothers-in-law. I mean, there's a whole bunch of Molinas around watching the store.
The family still is involved. John is the chief financial officer. My sister Martha Bernadette is a physician, and she works for the company and has for many years. And everybody worked in the company at one point or another, including my mother.
Well, there's been a lot of recognition for Dr. Molina and for Molina Healthcare. The Chamber of Commerce, Long Beach Chamber of Commerce, recently recognized the good doctor as Entrepreneur of the Year, you and the company.
And my brother John. We were co-entrepreneurs.
Co-entrepreneurs, okay. Homeboy Industries, the Lo Maximo Award honoree. What does that represent?
Homeboy Industries is an organization that tries to help young people get out of gangs. And so I was honored by them for what I've done to help them.
And, of course, you've been profiled in the L.A. Business Journal, in a Press Telegram editorial, and was just elected as the chairman of the board of the Aquarium of the Pacific, a tremendous responsibility and honor.
I love the aquarium.
So be hanging out with the fish.
Yeah. I go down there a lot and been involved with it since it opened.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in Long Beach. Give us a little sense of the family history and your own. You have roots deep in the city.
Well, my parents came here in 1953. My father and mother were both school teachers. So my father taught sixth grade at Mark Twain before going on to medical school. My mother taught at Cubberly. I was born and raised here, as were my brothers and sisters. I went through the public schools, graduated from Long Beach City College, then on to Long Beach State, and then eventually to USC. So the family has deep roots here in the community.
And what about the influence of your dad?
Oh, I think the influence of my dad is pervasive throughout the company. His values and his philosophies have become incorporated into everything that we do.
So this business is really a reflection of him?
I think it is, yes. Yeah. In fact, in all the offices, we're in seven states. We've got multiple offices around the country. When you walk in, the first thing you see is a picture of him, our founder.
Wonderful. Well, it's a great pleasure to meet you. And I've been around for a long time in this town, and I was really not until quite recently aware of this gem in our city. So thank you for joining us here on Straight Talk, and congratulations on your contributions to the community.
Well, thank you, Art.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.